Hi, small business owners. This is Kevin X copyrighted content, written for small business owners who are doing it all. If that's you, you already know the feeling. Sales in the morning, customer issues by noon, and everything else packed into whatever time is left. You're not short on effort. You're short on space to think and lead. That's why this content exists, to give you a quick hit of clarity in the middle of the chaos. That's why this content exists. To give you a quick hit of clarity in the middle of the chaos, you're going to learn how to pinpoint what really moves the needle for your business. We'll talk about streamlining your processes and how to stop chasing those endless tasks that just drain your energy and resources. In the chapters ahead, we'll dive into practical strategies. We'll cover how to eliminate those pesky distractions, how to prioritize the work that has the biggest impact, and how to build systems that genuinely free you from the daily grind. You'll discover ways to delegate effectively, set boundaries that protect your valuable time, and create habits that foster sustainable success. Remember, this isn't about doing more. It's about doing what matters most with real intention and sharp focus. The honest truth? You don't need to be busy to succeed. What you need is clarity, efficiency, and a smart, intentional approach to your daily work. By adopting the strategies we'll share in this book, you'll unlock the ability to achieve more while actually working less. Imagine that! You'll grow your business without losing yourself in the process. Chapter 1: Rethinking Productivity. So, let's kick things off by rethinking productivity. Many small business owners, just like you, tend to equate being busy with being productive. But here's a crucial distinction. Productivity isn't really measured by how full your calendar is or how utterly exhausted you feel at the end of the day. True productivity? That means making meaningful progress towards your most important business goals. When you shift your mindset from that constant busyness to purposeful action, you can dramatically increase your effectiveness without piling on more work. Isn't that what we all want? Rethinking productivity really requires you to step back and clearly define your objectives. What outcomes truly matter to your business right now? Instead of just chasing endless to-do lists, successful entrepreneurs focus on tasks that directly impact growth, boost customer satisfaction, and increase profitability. This kind of strategic focus ensures your time is spent on tasks that genuinely move your business forward. It's super easy to confuse activity with actual achievement. You might feel productive answering emails all day or attending every single meeting, but are those activities really the best use of your time? To get better results, you need to distinguish between high-value tasks and low-value activities. Identifying this difference can actually reduce your workload significantly, lower your stress, and deliver much better business outcomes. Real-world example. Let me tell you about Mike. He owns a digital marketing agency and used to work late all the time, feeling completely overwhelmed by his daily tasks. After taking a step back and really looking at his routines, he had a big realization. Only about 20% of his daily tasks directly contributed to his business's growth and profitability. So, what did he do? He consciously redirected his efforts to focus only on those high-impact tasks. He cut down on unnecessary meetings and delegated routine operations to his team. And guess what? Within just a few months, his agency saw significant revenue growth, even though Mike himself was working fewer hours. Pretty powerful, right? FAQs. Question: Isn't being busy essential to running a successful small business? Answer: Not at all. Constant busyness often leads to burnout without tangible results. True success comes from prioritizing tasks that directly support your goals, not just from staying busy. Question: How do I identify high-impact tasks in my business? Answer: Look for activities that consistently generate results, or those that significantly improve customer experience, sales, or profit. These are the tasks that deserve your greatest attention and energy. Question: Can productivity really improve if I reduce my workload? Answer: Absolutely, yes. Productivity isn't about doing more, it's about doing the right things. Reducing unnecessary tasks frees you up to focus your energy on the areas that genuinely drive business success. Takeaway: true productivity comes from strategic focus, not endless activity. By getting clear on what truly matters and directing your efforts toward those high-value tasks, you'll achieve more meaningful results while reducing your overall stress and workload. Chapter 2. Identify your high-impact tasks. As small business owners, we face an endless stream of tasks every single day. But here's the thing. Not all tasks contribute equally to your business's success. Identifying high-impact tasks means recognizing exactly which activities create the most significant results for you. When you know what matters most, you can intentionally allocate your time and resources. This ultimately helps you get more done with less effort. Imagine that. High-impact tasks are those directly tied to critical outcomes. These might include activities that drive sales, improve your customer relationships, increase operational efficiency, or directly boost your profitability. Low-impact tasks, on the other hand, while often necessary, tend to just maintain the status quo rather than really moving your business forward. Clearly distinguishing between the two helps you avoid busy work and instead invest your precious energy where it truly matters. Now, evaluating the importance of tasks objectively can be a bit challenging. To do this effectively, you need to regularly assess your workflow. Pinpoint specific activities that consistently generate results or advance important objectives. Once you've recognized these, they deserve your absolute priority attention, adequate resources, and protection from distractions. Real-world example. Let's look at Jennifer. She owns a catering company and realized she was spending hours every day personally handling administrative tasks. While necessary, these tasks rarely led to actual business growth. After identifying her high-impact tasks, things like securing new catering contracts and building strong client relationships, Jennifer made a smart move. She delegated those administrative duties to a part-time assistant. As a result, she dedicated more hours to direct sales activities. And within just 3 months, her business grew by a remarkable 20%. This really proves the power of focusing on tasks that have a greater impact. FAQs. Question: how often should I reassess my high-impact tasks? Answer: ideally, you should review your priorities monthly. This frequency helps you stay aligned with your business goals and adjust quickly to any changes. Question: what if some low-impact tasks are still essential? Answer: delegate or automate these tasks whenever you possibly can. Your time should primarily be focused on tasks that drive meaningful results. Question: can high-impact tasks change over time? Answer: yes, absolutely. As your business grows or market conditions shift, tasks that were once critical might become less important. Stay flexible and be ready to adjust as needed. Takeaway: identifying and prioritizing your high-impact tasks ensures your efforts directly support your business goals. Regularly evaluating your activities keeps your focus sharp, helping you achieve better results with less effort. Chapter 3. Systems that streamline your day. As a small business owner, your time is one of the most valuable resources you have. Think of systems as the backbone of your business. They're what allow your business to run efficiently, even when you're not personally managing every single task. By setting up streamlined processes, you can significantly reduce the time you spend on routine activities. This frees you up to focus on the areas that truly move your business forward. The big goal here is to create systems that save you time, reduce errors, and ensure consistency across your operations. The first step in building effective systems is to pinpoint areas where you're currently spending too much time. This could be anything from managing client information to handling financial records. Once you've identified these time sinks, the next step is to standardize them into repeatable processes. This might involve creating templates, implementing smart software tools, or delegating tasks that others can easily handle. The key is consistency. Once a system is in place, it genuinely frees you up to concentrate on those more important, high-impact tasks. One of the simplest and most powerful ways to streamline your business is through automation. Using tools to automate things like scheduling, invoicing, and data entry can literally save you hours each week. When you don't have to manually handle these tasks, you're able to focus your energy on driving sales, improving customer relationships, and truly scaling your business. And here's a great point. In today's digital age, there are so many fantastic software options available to help businesses streamline their operations. Most of them are easy to implement and surprisingly affordable for small businesses. So, no need to break the bank. Real-world example. Let's talk about Tom. He owns a small construction company and was spending way too much time each week manually tracking job progress, scheduling contractors, and dealing with invoices. After reviewing his operations, he decided to implement an all-in-one software system to manage projects, track payments, and automate scheduling. Within just a few months, Tom saved over 10 hours a week. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra 10 hours? This freed him up to focus on securing new contracts and actively growing his business. The system didn't just save time. It also improved his overall business efficiency, leading to a fantastic 15% increase in revenue. FAQs, question. What type of system should I prioritize in my business? Answer. Start by automating those repetitive tasks like scheduling, invoicing, and basic communication. Then look for areas where processes can be standardized for even greater efficiency. Question. I don't have the time to set up systems. How do I make this happen? Answer. I hear you. It feels like a catch-22. But dedicate a set period of time each week, even just an hour or two, to setting up your systems. Or consider hiring someone to help. Once those systems are in place, they'll save you far more time in the long run than you invested. Question. What if my business needs evolve? Answer. Systems should always be flexible. Reassess your processes periodically and adjust them as needed to accommodate new business needs or changes in technology. Don't be afraid to tweak. Takeaway. Creating systems that streamline your day helps you reclaim valuable time. By automating routine tasks and standardizing processes, you free yourself to focus on what really drives growth, ensuring your business operates smoothly and efficiently. Chapter 4. Leveraging technology wisely. In today's fast-paced world, technology can be an incredibly powerful ally for you, the small business owner. The right tools can significantly reduce the time you spend on manual tasks, streamline communication, and really boost your overall productivity. However, with so many tools out there, it's easy to feel completely overwhelmed by the sheer number of options. To truly maximize your efficiency, it's essential to use technology strategically rather than just blindly adopting the latest shiny new tool. So, where do you start? Begin by identifying tasks that take up a significant amount of your time but could easily be automated or simplified. For example, think about using software to handle your accounting, track your inventory, manage customer relationships, or even schedule meetings. When you implement the right technology, you eliminate the need for manual input, you reduce errors, and you free up your time to focus on those more critical business activities. It's a win-win-win. It's crucial to avoid the temptation of adopting new tools just because they seem like the next big thing. Instead, focus on solutions that directly address your specific business needs. For instance, if you're a small business owner who spends hours sending invoices manually, you'd benefit greatly from invoicing software that automatically generates and sends invoices, tracks payments, and even generates reports for you. Investing in tools that help you stay organized, automate repetitive tasks, and enhance communication can result in significant time savings and truly help your business run smoothly. Real-world example. Let's talk about Sarah. She runs a boutique clothing store and was spending several hours a week manually processing orders and tracking inventory. After looking closely at her operations, she decided to implement an inventory management system that automatically tracked sales and inventory levels in real time. She also adopted a point-of-sale system that integrated directly with her accounting software, completely eliminating the need for double data entry. Within just a few weeks, Sarah saved nearly 10 hours per week. This allowed her to focus more on customer service and expanding her product line. The new system not only saved her time, but also reduced errors, leading to smoother operations and much improved customer satisfaction. FAQs, question: how do I choose the right technology for my business? Answer: start by identifying the tasks that consume the most time or have the highest risk of errors. Then look for tools that specifically address those needs. Always consider usability, how well it integrates with your existing systems, and its scalability for future growth. Question: what if I can't afford high-end technology? Answer: don't worry. Many affordable and even free tools are available for small businesses. Focus on the essentials first and scale up as your business grows. You absolutely don't need to invest in everything at once. Question: how can I ensure my team adapts to new technology? Answer: provide adequate training and support as you introduce new tools. Make sure your team understands the benefits and how the technology will genuinely improve their workflow. Get them excited about the time it will save them. Takeaway: using technology wisely can save you hours each week, improve accuracy, and help you focus on what truly matters. By identifying the right tools for your business needs and adopting them strategically, you can streamline operations and free yourself from unnecessary tasks. Chapter 5, the focus formula. In a world full of distractions, staying focused on the right tasks is absolutely essential for achieving true productivity. As a small business owner, your time is limited, and every single hour counts. The secret to doing less and achieving more really lies in your ability to focus on high-priority tasks while blocking out all that noise from unimportant activities. Without focus, it's incredibly easy to get caught in a whirlwind of small, unimportant tasks that prevent you from making any meaningful progress. Sound familiar? The first step in mastering focus is to identify your most important tasks each day. This means aligning your daily activities with your long-term business goals. A clear understanding of what matters most helps you resist the temptation to get sidetracked by distractions. A simple yet powerful way to ensure focus is by planning your day around a small number of high-impact tasks, those that directly move your business forward. The more specific you can be about your priorities, the easier it will be to ignore all those distractions that pop up throughout the day. Creating a focused work environment is equally important. This might mean turning off notifications on your phone and computer, setting designated work hours, or simply organizing your workspace to minimize visual distractions. It's also super helpful to set clear boundaries with your team, your family, and even your clients about when you're available for interruptions and when you're not. This kind of structured approach helps you preserve your energy and attention for the tasks that matter most. Real-world example. Let's look at John, a small business owner running a software development company. He was really struggling to keep up with constant email interruptions and meetings. His workday often felt like it was spent just reacting to urgent tasks, rather than focusing on important long-term projects. So John implemented a focus system. He blocked off the first 3 hours of each day for deep work. That's coding, product development, and project strategy. During this time, he turned off email notifications and scheduled all his meetings for the afternoons. By consciously eliminating those distractions, John was able to complete critical tasks much more efficiently. He saw a significant increase in his productivity, which allowed him to scale his business without sacrificing his work-life balance. What a win! FAQs. Question: how do I stay focused when I have many competing priorities? Answer: always focus on the tasks that have the highest impact on your business. Break them down into smaller, manageable steps and allocate dedicated time each day to work on them. Question: what if my team needs me throughout the day? Answer: set clear boundaries and communicate your schedule with your team. Allocate specific times for meetings or check-ins and fiercely protect your focus time. They'll learn to respect it once they see the results. Question: can I regain focus if I've been distracted for a while? Answer: yes, absolutely. Start by taking a brief break to reset your mind. then return to your task with renewed intention. Techniques like the Pomodoro technique, working in focused 25-minute intervals with short breaks, can be really helpful here. Takeaway: mastering focus is one of the most powerful productivity tools you have. By setting clear priorities, eliminating distractions, and creating a work environment that truly promotes concentration, you can achieve more in less time. Chapter 6: Productivity Through Delegation. As a small business owner, it can be incredibly tempting to try and do absolutely everything yourself. I get it. However, trying to manage all aspects of your business can quickly lead to burnout and actually diminish your overall effectiveness. Learning to delegate is a critical skill for increasing your productivity and ensuring your business runs smoothly. By entrusting others with tasks, you free up your time to focus on what truly matters to you and your business. Now, delegation isn't just about offloading work. It's really about empowering your team to take ownership of tasks that align with their skills. Successful delegation involves matching the right person to the right task, making sure you're delegating to someone who has the capacity, the knowledge, and the experience to handle it well. This allows you to maintain quality while significantly reducing your own workload. Effective delegation also means letting go of perfectionism. This can be tough, I know. You don't have to micromanage every single detail. Once you've delegated a task, trust your team to handle it. Establish clear expectations, provide any necessary resources or training, and then step back. This approach allows your team to grow and develop, while you focus on those higher-level business strategies that only you can do. Real-world example. Let's talk about Maria, the owner of a growing marketing agency. She used to oversee all client communications and project management herself. As her client base grew, she quickly realized she couldn't maintain the same level of service without completely burning out. So, Maria made a smart move. She hired a project manager and delegated all the day-to-day client communication and progress tracking. By trusting her project manager, Maria freed up her valuable time to focus on sales and strategy. The result? Her agency's client base grew by an amazing 30% in the following year. That's the power of effective delegation. FAQs. Question: what if I'm not sure who to delegate to? Answer: start by identifying your team members' strengths and then assign tasks based on those skills. If you're still unsure, simply ask for their input on what they feel most confident handling. You might be surprised by their capabilities. Question: how can I ensure quality when delegating tasks? Answer: set clear expectations and outline key deliverables up front. Offer feedback and support as needed, but resist that urge to micromanage. Trust is key here. Question: I'm worried that delegating will take longer than doing it myself. Answer: it's a common concern. While there might be an initial learning curve as you train someone, delegation ultimately saves you a tremendous amount of time in the long run. Your team members can take over recurring tasks, allowing you to focus on your higher-level goals and truly move the business forward. Takeaway: delegating effectively is a crucial component of productivity. By entrusting tasks to capable team members, you not only lighten your own load but also empower your business to grow, all while allowing you to focus on strategic goals. Chapter 7: Building Productive Habits. The foundation of long-term productivity isn't just about managing tasks or using the latest tools. It's actually about building habits that support consistent progress. Think about it. Habits are those actions you take regularly, almost automatically, that really drive your success. When you build the right habits, they become second nature, allowing you to work smarter, not harder. So, where do you begin? Start by identifying the habits that will have the greatest impact on your productivity. These might include setting aside time each morning for planning your day, making it a habit to prioritize your high-value tasks, or even developing a consistent exercise routine to keep your energy levels up. Small, simple actions, when repeated consistently, can add up to truly significant results over time. It's also important to break down your habits into manageable steps. Trying to overhaul your entire routine all at once can be incredibly overwhelming, right? Instead, focus on just one habit at a time. For example, instead of trying to instantly switch to a 7-day-a-week workout routine, start with 3 days a week and gradually build up. By making these incremental changes, you set yourself up for success and avoid that dreaded burnout. Real-world example. Let's take Chris, a small business owner in the tech industry. He was feeling completely overwhelmed by his daily workload. He knew he needed to develop better habits to stay on track. So he started small. He began each day with a simple 10-minute planning session to prioritize his tasks and set clear goals. Over time, this simple habit helped him stay focused and organized, ensuring that he worked on the right tasks every single day. Chris also made exercise a daily habit, which significantly improved his overall energy and focus. As a result, his productivity soared, and he found he could accomplish more without feeling drained. FAQs. Question: how long does it take to form a productive habit? Answer: on average, it takes about 21 to 30 days to really establish a new habit. Consistency is absolutely key. Stick with it, and soon it will become second nature, almost automatic. Question: what if I slip up and miss a day? Answer: don't let one slip up derail your entire progress. It happens to everyone. Acknowledge it, refocus, and simply get back on track the very next day. Building habits is about persistence, not perfection. Question: how can I track my new habits? Answer: use a simple habit tracking tool. This could be a journal, a simple spreadsheet, or even a dedicated app. Marking off each successful day will give you a powerful visual reminder of your progress and keep you accountable. Takeaway: building productive habits is one of the most powerful ways to maintain consistent progress without feeling overwhelmed. By starting small and focusing on one habit at a time, you can create routines that truly support your productivity and long-term business success. Chapter 8: doing less to accomplish more. As a small business owner, that temptation to do everything yourself is incredibly strong. We all feel it. However, constantly adding more and more to your plate can quickly lead to burnout and actually result in less effective outcomes. The real secret to productivity isn't about doing more, but about doing less of the things that don't drive meaningful results. By focusing your energy on fewer, high-priority tasks, you'll accomplish more, and you'll improve the overall quality of your work. So, where do you start with doing less? Begin by evaluating your current to-do list. Identify tasks that are either unnecessary or simply don't align with your core business goals. Ask yourself, are there activities that can be delegated? Can they be automated? Or can they be eliminated altogether? Once you've identified these, remove them from your schedule to free up time for the things that truly matter. Doing less isn't about neglecting your responsibilities. It's about removing those distractions that dilute your efforts and attention. Another important aspect of doing less is learning to say no. This can be tough, especially for small business owners who are used to being accommodating, but often we take on additional tasks or commitments out of a sense of obligation. Here's the hard truth: every yes comes at the cost of something else. By saying no to low-priority tasks, you create valuable space to focus on high-impact work. This approach allows you to put your time and resources into the activities that have the most significant return on investment for your business. Real-world example. Let's look at Ella. She owns a growing photography business and was spending way too much time answering emails, scheduling sessions, and handling all her marketing on her own. After a careful assessment of her tasks, she realized that she could delegate much of her administrative work to an assistant. By doing so, Ella was able to spend more time actually shooting and refining her photography, which directly increased the quality of her work and, importantly, her business revenue. She also started saying no to projects that didn't truly align with her vision. This allowed her to focus on the types of clients that brought the most value to her business. Smart move, Ella. FAQs. Question: How do I decide what tasks to eliminate? Answer. Look at each task's return on investment. Does it directly contribute to your business growth, or is it something that could be delegated or automated? Be ruthless in your evaluation. Question. How can I say no without feeling guilty? Answer. Remember that by saying no to low-priority tasks, you're actually making room for higher-priority work that will benefit your business in the long run. Frame it as a strategic choice, not a rejection. Question. What if I don't have anyone to delegate to? Answer. Consider using outsourcing services or technology to handle those repetitive tasks. Start small, perhaps with one recurring task, and gradually build up a system to reduce your workload. Takeaway. By focusing on less, you can accomplish more. Eliminating distractions, learning to say no, and delegating non-essential tasks will allow you to focus on high-impact work, leading to greater business success and a more balanced work life. Chapter 9. Setting Boundaries for Better Productivity. As a small business owner, you're often pulled in multiple directions, aren't you? Whether it's responding to urgent client requests, managing your team, or dealing with endless administrative tasks, it can feel like everyone wants a piece of your time. Without clear boundaries, your time can easily be consumed by others' demands, leaving little room for the activities that actually move your business forward. Establishing strong boundaries is a crucial step in boosting your productivity and ensuring you stay focused on those high-priority tasks. Setting boundaries involves learning to say no. We talked about that. Protecting your time and managing expectations. It's about being really clear with your team, your clients, and even yourself about when you're available and when you're not. For example, if you need uninterrupted time to work on strategic tasks, schedule that time into your calendar and communicate it clearly to others. When you protect your time, you create dedicated space for meaningful work that truly drives growth. It's also super important to set boundaries around your personal life. As a business owner, it's incredibly easy to let work spill into evenings and weekends. However, allowing work to infringe on your personal time can quickly lead to burnout and, ironically, decreased productivity in the long run. By maintaining a healthy balance between work and personal life, you can recharge and come back to work with renewed focus and energy. It's not just a nice to have, it's a must have for sustainable success. Real world example. Let's look at John, who runs a small consulting firm. He found that his clients often expected him to be available outside of regular office hours. As his business grew, that constant barrage of emails and calls started to overwhelm him, leaving him little time for strategic planning. So, John decided to implement clear boundaries. He set defined office hours and communicated this proactively to his clients. He also started using an email autoresponder after hours, letting clients know he would respond during business hours. This not only helped John reclaim his evenings, but also set a professional tone with his clients. The result? He could focus on growing his business without sacrificing his personal time. FAQs. Question. How do I communicate boundaries without alienating clients? Answer. Be clear, but always polite. Explain that setting boundaries actually helps you deliver better work and ensures you can provide the best possible service to them. Most clients will appreciate your transparency and professionalism. Question. What if I feel guilty about not being available all the time? Answer. Remember that setting boundaries is a form of self-care, and it ultimately benefits both you and your clients. When you protect your time, you're able to deliver better, more focused results. You're not being selfish. You're being strategic. Question. How do I handle urgent requests outside my set boundaries? Answer. If something is truly urgent and critical, decide if it's worth making an exception. If not, kindly explain that you will address it during business hours. Over time, this helps clients understand and respect your boundaries. They'll learn. Takeaway: setting boundaries is essential for maintaining productivity and preventing burnout. By being clear about when you're available and when you're not, you protect your time and ensure you stay focused on the tasks that truly matter for your business. Chapter 10. celebrating progress, not just wins. In the rush to meet deadlines and hit business targets, small business owners often focus solely on the end result. We're always looking ahead to the next big win, right? However, consistently working toward goals without taking the time to acknowledge progress can lead to burnout and a nagging sense of unfulfilled effort. Here's a secret. Celebrating the small victories along the way is absolutely crucial for maintaining motivation, boosting morale, and sustaining long-term productivity. So celebrate progress, not just the big wins, small wins. Whether it's completing a challenging project, improving an efficiency, or reaching a small milestone, are all worth recognizing. Celebrating these moments creates positive reinforcement, helping both you and your team stay motivated. When you acknowledge progress, it builds momentum and gives you a real sense of accomplishment, which is essential for maintaining focus and staying energized. It's also important to celebrate in a way that truly aligns with your personal and team values. Celebrations don't always need to be large or expensive. A simple acknowledgement of a job well done, a congratulatory email, or a brief team meeting to highlight accomplishments can go a long way in fostering a positive and motivated work environment. It's about recognition, not necessarily a huge party. Real-world example. Let's talk about Sarah, a small business owner who runs a bakery. She found herself feeling overwhelmed and unappreciated, despite the success of her business. She realized that she often skipped celebrating small milestones like hitting her sales targets for the week or receiving positive customer feedback. To change this, she began celebrating her team's progress, no matter how small. Every time her team met a goal, Sarah would send a quick thank you note or host a small celebration, like ordering lunch for everyone. This simple approach made her team feel valued and motivated, leading to a much more positive work environment and a noticeable increase in overall productivity. See? Small gestures, big impact. FAQs. Question: how can celebrating progress help me stay motivated? Answer: recognizing small wins provides a powerful sense of accomplishment and reinforces the idea that you're making real progress. This can keep you energized and focused on your long-term goals, preventing that feeling of being stuck on a treadmill. Question: what if I don't have time for celebrations? Answer: celebrations don't have to be time-consuming. Acknowledging progress with a quick thank you, a small gesture, or brief team shout-out can be enough to show appreciation and keep motivation high. It's the thought that counts and the recognition. Question: what if I don't feel like there's anything to celebrate? Answer: even small achievements are absolutely worth celebrating. If you completed a task on time, solved a challenging problem, or improved any aspect of your business, it's worth recognizing. Celebrating progress boosts morale and keeps that vital momentum going. Takeaway: celebrating progress, no matter how small, keeps you and your team motivated and reinforces positive behaviors. Recognizing these milestones builds momentum, helping you stay focused and energized for the bigger wins ahead. Conclusion: a new way of working. Congratulations! You've just made it through a journey that I truly believe will change the way you approach your business and your time. The strategies you've learned here aren't about quick fixes or temporary solutions. No, they're about building a mindset and habits that will help you sustain long-term success while keeping your sanity intact. And who doesn't want that? Running a small business doesn't have to mean running yourself into the ground. You've learned that being busy is definitely not the same as being productive. By focusing on high-impact tasks, creating effective systems, and fiercely protecting your time, you now have the tools to work smarter, not harder. You truly can do less but achieve more, whether it's growing your business, nurturing your team, or simply having more time to enjoy your personal life. Remember this: success isn't about working longer hours or just checking off an endless to-do list. It's about focusing on what truly moves the needle and eliminating those distractions that hold you back. With the strategies from this book, you are now in control of your time, your efforts, and your results. You have the power to transform your business and your life. The road ahead is clearer, and it's completely up to you to walk it with purpose, clarity, and focus. You've got this. Bonus, unlock your true productivity potential. As a small business owner, your time is one of the most valuable resources you have. But just working harder? That's definitely not the answer to growing your business or achieving your goals. True productivity comes from working smarter, not harder. It's all about optimizing the way you spend your time and focusing on what really moves your business forward. So, let's start by eliminating distractions. In today's fast-paced world, we're constantly bombarded with notifications, emails, and meetings that don't always move the needle, do they? Try blocking out specific periods during the day where you focus solely on those high-priority tasks that truly drive results. For example, dedicate a solid block of time each morning for deep work. That's tasks that require your full attention, like planning or client outreach. During this time, shut off notifications, set your phone to silent, and put aside any non-essential activities. You'll be amazed at what you can get done. Another powerful productivity boost comes from delegating tasks. Recognize that you absolutely do not have to do everything yourself. There are certain tasks that can be handled by others, freeing you up to focus on higher value activities. Whether it's outsourcing certain tasks, hiring a virtual assistant, or empowering a team member to take over specific responsibilities, delegation can significantly improve your efficiency. Also, consider incorporating time blocking into your daily routine. This method involves assigning specific tasks to specific time periods during the day, ensuring you're focused on one thing at a time. This structure really reduces the mental fatigue of constantly switching between tasks and helps you make the most out of every minute. You'll find that having a clear structure to your day allows you to work faster and much more efficiently. Finally, and this is so important, prioritize self-care. True productivity isn't just about getting things done, it's also about being able to recharge. Take breaks when you need them, get adequate sleep, and make time for activities that truly refresh your mind and body. You'll find that when you take care of yourself, you're able to give your absolute best effort to your work, which in turn leads to better productivity and better results. Quick tips for boosting productivity. Eliminate distractions. Create dedicated time blocks for focused work. Delegate. Empower your team or hire help to handle non-essential tasks. Use time blocking. Structure your day by dedicating specific times for specific tasks. Prioritize self-care. Get enough rest and take regular breaks to maintain your energy levels. The bottom line is this. Productivity isn't about cramming more into your day. It's about doing the right things at the right time with the right focus. The more intentional you are with your time, the more you can achieve. Go get 'em. Thanks for reading. If even one idea here helped you slow things down and see the business more clearly, it was worth it. You don't need more pressure. You need tools that cut through the noise and help you lead with confidence. That's what Kevin X is built to deliver. Keep going. You're doing the hard part. You're showing up. This material is for licensees only and may not be shared, copied, or distributed without written permission.
Keep leading and keep selling. Kevin.